Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this is incredible. This audio blowing my mind. J.B. Pritzker, Democrat governor of Illinois, promising that a day is coming. I believe it. A day is coming when Trump is no longer here to protect them, that ICE agents will be arrested in the state of Illinois. For what? Doing ICE things. Enforcing federal law, as they have in Chicago since 1933, at least 100 years. But now you can't do it. Now you can't do it. Folks, I believe J.B. Pritzker, and I want you to hear as you understand how insane the Democrats have been driven by the idea, having to learn that, no, you're not going to import a shadow nation to outvote us. No, you're not going to do it in violation of law. No, you're not going to arrest the people keeping us safe from the cartel army of 110,000 you have imported. Because Kash Patel, last week, in one of the most stunning statements I've ever heard, and that's saying something, you hear me do the show every day, gang estimate, street of Chicago, 110,000 roaming free because they're Democrats or they bring future Democrat voters. Maybe not legally, but, you know, what a loss to Democrats. Mere road bumps. J.B. Pritzker, y'all.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that, but they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run. We're just talking to the state's attorneys and to the attorney general of the state of Illinois about how they can go at this.
Just arrest ICE agents. Why? Enforcing federal law. We don't believe in federal law. Now, they'll take federal law to an extreme never used ever against a president since the founding to get Donald Trump. But I mean, laws like you can't break into the country. Laws like you can't put a bounty on the head of a Border Patrol sector chief. Laws like that. Those kind of laws the Democrats don't like. Barack Obama's out there echoing J.B. Pritzker. You can't politicize the military. You can't use the military. What is he arguing here? Why are they using the military? Why does Trump want to? These ICE buildings, these immigration customs enforcement buildings, they have been in these cities for well over 100 years. This is not new, not exciting, nothing changed. What's different, what has changed is that Democrats and their street thugs are violently attacking those buildings. Barack Obama says, and folks, this is the standard they're having to unlearn. You ever had a child, you let him stay up an hour later, and then the next three nights you got to fight to get him to bed? This is what we're doing right now with the Democrats. George W. Bush taught them that they could flood the country with illegal immigrants. In fact, he did it first in Texas when he was governor. Forbade all immigration enforcement on the border. It's a disaster for us. Then we taught them that they could do $2 billion worth of damage if they're mad. And that if you own a business, you're probably a bad person anyway. You probably robbed a poor person to have that business some way, somehow. So we can burn it down if we're mad that week. They're having to unlearn that lesson because when they were doing the $2 billion worth of damage during Summer of Love, they were at their most powerful in their minds. And so in their minds, speech is violence, violence is speech for Democrats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And so they want the ability to destroy ICE buildings, as Barack Obama's explaining here.
And Barack Obama is even stoking the flames.
So when you now start seeing the politicization of the military, deliberately.
They just landed in Chicago.
Yeah. When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection. Or
a terrorist act.
Or a terrorist act. Mm. That is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
Do you hear this? You can't send in the military to stop us from committing ordinary street crime. You can't. No. You can't send in the police because we keep throwing Molotov cocktails through the windows. It's just ordinary street crime, you know, just garden variety Democrat violence. You can't. It's how we protest. Not you guys. You don't get to do that. But we do. And this is just normal to them. He admits we're committing all kinds of street crime, but that's what we do. We're Democrats. And we should be able to do it. Kayleigh McEnany on Fox News, she's an attorney, brilliantly pulled the Trump federal filing justifying the National Guard coming into Chicago. What is the ordinary street crime that we should really tolerate from Democrats? Federal officers, this is from page 11. Federal officers assaulted with rocks, bricks, pepper spray, and incendiary devices. Federal officers hospitalized after being hit, including in the head, with these devices. Damage to federal property. Just ordinary street crime. You know, you just take a little brain bleed and go on. You put a Band-Aid on that. Blocked means of ingress and egress. Got to flip to the next page. Rammed occupied law enforcement vehicles off the road. Just a little Democrat street crime. They shouldn't have been on the road anyway, trifling with our future replacement voters. Slashed tires, threatened, and doxed officers and their families. Just a little street crime. If you're ICE, you should live in terror of the Democrat thug down the road. These are normal things. Threatened and doxed officers. But this one, this is the first we've ever heard, this one, from the federal filing. Break-ins at homes of officers? They're breaking into the homes of officers. It's the Russian Revolution playbook, folks. You can go to work, but we'll be there at night with you and your wife. And we're not nice people. Just a little Democrat street crime. No big deal. Everybody loves it. It's totally normal. Say the people outraged by the fact that Nancy Pelosi's computer was damaged on January 6th, but pretty much not anything else. Among the Democrat street crimes listed in the justification court filing to get the National Guard by Trump, $10,000 bounty for Border Patrol tactical commander. Just a little Democrat street crime. Yeah, we'll pay you $10,000 to kill him, though. My favorite part of that, though, is the $2,000 to get information from him through torture. Just a little Democrat street crime. It's all very normal, says Barack Obama. As they talk about putting ICE in prison, what are you saying? What Pritzker's saying, these agents? You go right on, keep doing your job. We'll put you in prison when Trump can't protect you anymore. This is full on cray cray.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.